It is Monday, July 3rd, 2017. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. You can see about Arkansas business, politics, and much more at talkbusiness.net. Michael, happy Monday.
Yes, well, happy Monday. We'll hope everybody is prepared for the big holiday tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you before we talk about our main subject, are you a person that watches others set off fireworks or do you it yourself?
Well, I know this is going to make us sound like we're a bunch of old fogies, but my family, my two girls and wife, we have somehow fallen into the habit. We love to watch the Capitol 4th
on
TBS. And so we're just kind of geeks like that. So we've done that for years now. So that's what we'll be doing, watching the Capitol 4th.
I like that because not only are you not blowing yourself up, but you're in air conditioning.
Yeah, ding, 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 you win.
You got to figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. We have talked at times over the last few weeks about recycling in Fort Smith, found out that many of the recyclables for months were going to the landfill. Then there was a new contract signed with an outfit out of Joplin. You had a very interesting story on talkbusiness.net recently about the city trying to regain the trust of its residents regarding this and other issues over the past few years. Tell me about this article.
Yes, and look, it wasn't just a few months. It was back to 2014. They had been sending over 90%, and hell, the city doesn't even know how much. We're kind of basing our estimate on some of the numbers they've given us, which have kind of been different. That's the other problem through this issue, but a little over 90%. Materials that people thought were being recycled have been buried at the landfill. And so, yes, recently they did work with the company. Now, look, there's still some issues even with that. That's still continues to be that single stream recycling, which there are folks, I'm not going to be smart enough to have a definitive opinion on this, but there are folks on both sides who obviously, they think single stream is a good, efficient way to go for such a large municipality. Other folks think that that's not true recycling. And I think they're going to be lobbying for the city to be more aggressive with the different recycling plan in the future. But that's in the future. And so the city has been, through social media, email, trying to use the media to put out the word about, okay, we're recycling again. Here are the materials you can recycle. Here are the materials you can't recycle, that type of thing. I think they need to be more aggressive. I think they're trying to get off on the cheap by encouraging folks to recycle. They need to be buying advertising and publications and on TV and everything else. What I thought was interesting in a recent meeting, and credit where credit is due, I got to take my hat off to Director Keith Law. He pretty much said, look, our problem is not rebuilding trust with recycling. Our problem is just rebuilding trust, period. And, you know, his quote was, look, from now on, when we have a problem, we just need to let the people know they're adults. They can handle it. You know, we need to let them know we're trying to fix it. And he even likened it to, you know, it's like something you have if you have a problem in your family. You all talk about it, you know, and try to resolve it and figure out a way to get back on track. And he talked quite a bit at this meeting about the political capital. The board has little to no political capital. And I think his quote was, we've got to, quote, start putting more political capital back into our account and showing citizens we are managing wisely. And I think his point is, you know, with the recycling, I've heard a lot of people say, if the city can't handle something like recycling, how are we going to trust them to manage this $480 million consent order that the feds have crammed down the city's throat to fix the sewer system over the next 10 to 12 years? And that's a legitimate question. And so I think that's where Director Law was going.
Well, does it help, hurt, or is it a negligible factor that there's so many new faces in city administration?
Well, there are, but gosh, I have to be careful how to handle this because there are some faces that have been there from the get-go. And, you know, this has been going on since late 2014. Some of the folks in city government have been there since 2014. And if they did know about the problem, shame on them for not coming up or fessing up. And if they didn't know about the problem, shame on them for not knowing about it, because it was just right there in everybody's face, on the inside, that is. And so I'm not sure I answered that question, but
yeah. I just was wondering, you know, if you have a city administrator who hasn't been there that long, I mean, could it be easy to build trust because, oh, well, maybe this is someone who can right the wrongs that have taken place?
Well, and I think they may have even hurt themselves more on the trust issue when they fired the sanitation director. I mean, it was when you go back through the history, it's obvious he inherited a system and that he was trying to fix it. And was not getting support from city leadership. And then when everything got hot, they needed a scapegoat, and guess who it was? And of course, you know, he is still in the process of, he's said he's going to file a wrongful termination lawsuit against the city. We have yet to see that complaint filed. That's going to cloud the trust issue for a while also.
Well, one last probably very impossible question to answer, but what's at risk if you have an erosion of citizens' trust of the administration? I mean, beyond the obvious, but I mean, can that affect a citywide morale when it comes to other issues?
Well, obviously, and it already has. I mean, as people, well, just take it from the media standpoint. From, you know, now Eric Mitchell, who helps us cover the city of Fort Smith, you know, we've talked about this, and we're not being cynical. Now it's a real world issue for us. If the city tells us they're doing A, we're now going to probably be a little bit more aggressive in going to check that out to make sure they're really doing A. It's a natural human trait to not, once you've been burnt. So, look, and this is not the only one. Going back 5-6 years, they lied about money for the water park. You know, there have been several instances where what they told us didn't even come close to what the real situation was. So, and I wrote some time back in an editorial that this recycling could be the straw on the camel's back. So, but yes, citizens that I hear from, even those who used to give the city the benefit of the doubt, saying, well, look, they're doing their best, things happen, it's a large city, even those folks are kind of just shaking their head and will say something like, well, I hope they get their act together sometime soon or something like that. So, yes, it's going to be an uphill climb for the city.
Well, with that, I will wish you a happy 4th of July tomorrow. seriously, have a safe and pleasant. That's right. Have a safe and happy Independence Day. I'll talk to you Friday.
All right. Thanks.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can find out much more about this and other stories at talkbusiness.net.